So this is the room that me and my brother would stay in.
Marco Olvera remembers the night his mother woke him and his six siblings up to escape from his abusive, alcoholic stepfather.
She opens our door and, you know, she just makes a silent move and points out the window. And so I wake up my brother and we climb out of the window.
That was April 22nd, 2007. Before that pivotal evening, the 26-year-old says he and his family were held captive for 5 years in a mobile home in Deming. Olvera, who runs a video production company in Las Cruces, described the childhood trauma at his studio.
What did you experience in that mobile home in Deming?
Oh, man. What did I experience? First and foremost, we were all victims. You know, some of us, me and my brother were kept in the room, while some of us, you know, my sisters were, you know, allowed to be, you know, roam around, like, willingly around the house. For sure, we didn't go to school. When we were in this room, we weren't allowed to open the windows. You know, we weren't allowed to open the door.
And the only time the door opened was for when they brought in the food and took out the plates. And me and my brother would watch TV by getting on the floor and watching TV through the crack.
Olvera says he wasn't allowed to communicate with his family. He and his brother would draw or play with their shoes and socks to pass the time. As an undocumented immigrant, he says his stepfather threatened to deport him to Mexico or worse.
You know, my brother is a U.S. citizen, but he was talking about just, you know, killing us, because he did threaten my mom with that. He did threaten to, you know, do that. And so when that's on the line, the last thing you want to do is do anything to piss off the aggressor.
Olvera says his stepfather's alcoholism worsened over time, as did his abuse. But he says the family never tried to escape out of fear and retaliation. Not until that night in 2007. That's when the healing process began. At 13, Olvera says he received support from La Casa, a local domestic violence shelter where he serves on the board of directors.
Luckily, they put my family back together. It's taken years, but they definitely did an amazing job. They definitely put me into the path of schooling, and they definitely put my mom into the path of working, because up until that point, she wasn't, you know, she wasn't allowed to work. She was stuck in the house with us.
Olvera found his calling in school. He says Las Cruces High School student television station, Bulldog Broadcasts, sparked his passion for media.
I wasn't sure what was gonna be my life. You know, I definitely didn't think I'd live to see this far. I didn't see any hopes, any aspirations, any dreams, anything. I didn't have none of that. And the only reason I was going to school was because of this media class. And that was it. It was just the passion and the love for the media that kept us going.
After graduating in 2012, Olvera and his best friend Isaac Palafox founded Palomora Productions. The company shoots music videos, photos, commercials, and even weddings. But Olvera still had another goal, becoming a U.S. citizen. On the day he filed his final citizenship papers in El Paso, Olvera learned his stepfather had died after choking on his own vomit.
And it wasn't until that day where I was turning in all my paperwork that sign came and said, hey, you know, you don't have nothing to worry now, you can fly high.
Olvera became an American citizen at 21 years old. He calls it the proudest day of his life.
That felt like I could fly. There was nothing holding me back at all. And there hasn't been anything holding me back since. And, you know, that day I really took an oath and I put my hand up and I said, I will become a contributing member of this society. And that has been the goal since. And I've been striving and I've been going forward. And, you know, it's been great.
Olvera says he wouldn't have the drive and outlook he does today without his past. He details that adversity in his book, In the Land of Opportunity. His message to other survivors of domestic violence is to, quote, think about tomorrow.
All because I didn't have it around me. I was struggling so hard. And my imaginations took me there. And all I did was, if I don't have it, then I have to become it. If I don't have it, I will think about it. If I don't have it, it will be here. And now I am doing, and I've done way more than I imagined. You know, when I became a U.S. citizen, I had a lot of dreams and aspirations. I've done about all of them, if not more.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.